Jasmine. Hello.
He hasn't come on yet, Jasmine.
Thomas. Oh, hi, Hannah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good morning.
We are counting the Omer, as we are doing every night. You can find the handout on the HM web pages, either on the Unique Astrological Times link, or you can type in yeshem.com/omer.htm. When that opens up, you can scroll down to the day that begins the evening of April 16th, and that is the day we will count today. I will start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Urchimu Udhilu Liakta Shem Yudhe Bavate Biyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anaknu Baim Klikayem Mitzvat Sefirata Omer Lasot Nachat Ruach Liotzrenu Velasot Ritzon Borenu Vahino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Denu Kunene Alena Maseya Denu Kunenehu. We will now read some verses from Psalms that unify our consciousness and direct it to, in an appropriate way, to the saying of the blessing. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yigmor Ba'adi Adonai Yohe Wahe Hazdecha Leolam Maaseh Yadecha Al Teref Echra Lelohim Elyon Rael Domer Alay V'ne'emar V'e'agor Alayich V'erech Mikloseseh V'damayich Vayomar lach bedamayis chayi vayomar lach bedamayis chayi barki nafshi et Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohim Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohai nad gadalta Meod hod v'hadar v'vashta oter or kashalma goter shamayim karia. Yom Makif. Baruch Atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Yud Hei Vav Hei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom Shiva Asar Yom LaOmer Shehem Shnei Shavuot Ushlosha Yamin. Today is the 17th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 3 days. The inner life. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodah beit hamikdash lim koma b'mehirah b'yameinu. And we can all say amen. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm, has 49 words. The middle verse has 49 letters. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Lam natsea bin gino mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu ibarkenu Yair panavitanu selah Radaat ba'aretz darkecha V'kol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha amin.
Yeah,
but I think it is. Yeah, I'm going to stick around and keep those notes until pay, right? Jilani, cannot
head
to explore Dr. Ketty's baby. Yoduka. Am I still connected, I hope?
Yes, you're connected.
Thank you.
Okay,
so Yoduka, which is a word that we had 2 days ago, 3 days ago. It means your appreciation, admitting your, acknowledging your. Which aspect of your personality, of your character traits, do you need to change so that you can acknowledge and appreciate what someone else means to you, what someone else does for you? Amin kulam. Ismachu v'rananu le'umim. Ki, the letter kaf, as the meaning of a palm. We do things with our hands. The letter kaf created the sun. If you look at your palms, there are differences in the lines in your hands. The lines on your left hand represent the potential. The lines on your right hand represent the actual. When you compare the potential to the actual, you get a sense of what you need to change about yourself. There is much to learn from palms the lines on the palms, the lines on the fingers. Much to learn from the science of face and hand reading. Now, most people don't think it's a science. Most people don't recognize how powerful it is. It's something to contemplate. Ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem sela yoducha amim Elohim yoducha amim kulam Eretz namna yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yivarkenu Elohim Vayiru Oto Kol Achsei Aretz. The Ad Bekoach Ana Bekoach Gedulat Yemincha Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun Na gibor dorshe. The letter Dalet. The letter Dalet means a door. A door opens and it closes. It's up to us to know when to open the door and when to keep it closed. You need to depend on your intuition to know which is the right thing to do. And we strive to be righteous, which means we strive to do the right thing. When our intuition is not working, it's an indication we are far from Hashem. And we need to change something about us to bring us closer. The letter Dalet, the door, helps us understand when we are far from Hashem. Yehudcha kevavat shamren Nun gimel Dalet yutav shin Parhen taharen ratame sikarcha tamid gamlen Betet resh tzadi tzav gimel Chasim kadosh Berov tuvcha Nael adata Tetufet Tetunayan Yahid Gee Lamcha Pene Zohre Kiru Shata Yud Gimelamet Hezayin Tu Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yitav. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, we are about to count in the third method, that of the Sefirot. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, Avdecha lispor sefirata omer G'day l'tacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu. Kimo shekatavta b'toratcha, usfartem lachem, v'macharad ha-shabbat miyom haviyachem et omer. Patunufa sheva shabbatot, tamimo tihiyena. Ad nimacharat ha-shabbat, ha-shvi'it ha-sefiru, chamishim yom, kidei she-yitacharu nafsho, amcha Yisrael, mizohamatam. Uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha, Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohei avoteinu, שבזכות ספירת האומר, שספרתי היום יתוקן, מה שפגמתי בספירה. תפארת שיר ותפארת. The translation, the meaning of Tiferet is beauty. But there's much more to Tiferet. Tiferet is balance. Tiferet is knowing what is the right thing to do and then doing it. When you meditate on Tiferet Shiva Tiferet, Tiferet means beauty, it means balance, it means glory, it means splendor. Tiferet is composed of chesed, which is loving kindness, and gevurah, which is restraint, which is judgment, which is power, which is strength. The left, the gevurah, accepts the dominion of the right, of loving kindness. That's what makes Tiferet, Tiferet. The acceptance by the left column that the right column has ascendance. In what ways do you accept ascendance by someone else? In your relationship with your spouse, do you accept their ascendance, their power over you, their balance within you? V'yet taher, v'yet kadesh, v'kdushat shel ma'ala, amen selah. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the second day of Iyar, today is the birth date of Rabbi Shmuel Schneerson. He was the fourth Lubavitch Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel Shmelki Horowitz of Nicholsburg. Rabbi Rabbi Moshe Zakan Mazuz of Jerba, Rabbi Abraham Badush of Mexico, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Abranovitz, and we shall say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper to ground any excess energy that we may have drawn. Today's class is the Sharei Kedusha, continuing our teachings of this. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. I believe it's row 11. No, it's row 14. The second column from the left. And that, when you open that landing page up, you can scroll down to part 1C of the Sharei Kedusha. And that is where we will start reading, in the middle of where we left off last week. And before we were finished, we will return to where we started back in section 1. We start where it's my commentary. Learn this well. Every blade of grass, every insect, every creature, every animal, every rock, every mountain, every river, anything, has 10 sephirot and 4 foundations within it, 4 phases. One way to understand the sephirot is stages in the process. While the 4 foundations are the actual process that moves from one stage to another. Another introduction, which is that all these classes and levels from the heights of Adam Kadmon until the depths of this lowly world, all of them are each higher than the next and each more inner than the next. Because the higher one, Mitlabesh, enters and wears inside the lower one, like the soul to the body, like a garment to the body. However, not the entire higher one wears the lower one, but rather only a specific lowest level of the upper one, the Malchus, wears the entire lower one. And likewise, in this manner, until the end of the worlds, in such a way that all the worlds, whether together in totality, or whether in each level, in each subdivision, everything is in this manner. When we study the 4 phases, we ask the question each week as we go through the 4 phases. We ask the question, look at a tree, look at a rock, look at a human being. See how the 4 stages are there for each of those things. The more you realize that everything is built on the 4 phases, the deeper your Kabbalah information can be balanced within you. Because this one is higher than the next, or more inner, until they are all like layers of clothing, each to the next, up to the Ein Sof, which is the innermost and the highest, and the soul of all the souls, For example, light from Insof wears all of Adam Kadmon, like a soul wears a body. Then the lowest part of Adam Kadmon wears all of Atzilut in the same way. When Atzilut wears Bria, where the lowest part of Bria wears Asiya. Excuse me, Yetzira. And the lowest part of Yetzira wears Asiya. And this is the outermost shell, which contains inside it the lowest parts of all the worlds. And from the En Sof, also note that this En Sof, which is innermost to all the worlds, is actually light from the Torah, which is rooted in the En Sof. However, in each of the five worlds, there is a difference in the branching out of the lights until where they reach, in order that there should be a difference between each one. And likewise, there is another difference in the subdivisions of the four foundations in each world, and also the sub-subdivisions. But this is not the place to clarify this matter. I am adding, one way to visualize this idea that the garment is partly on the soul and partly off the soul is to have 10 circles that expand like a telescope tube. The innermost tube is smaller in diameter than the outer level. With this in mind, the innermost telescope is called Malchut, and generally the outer circle is not being worn by the Malchut, but the Keter of the garment covers the Malchut, while the other 9 levels are not being worn like a garment, but they move up and down with empty space within them. Therefore, we find that just like in the branching out of the lights from above to below, there is no sephirah which is not included in 10 sephirah. And each of those subdivides further thousands and tens of thousands of sephirah. Each and sephirot only. Light is a matter of branching of the lights from inside to outside is this matter. Because the innermost of all of them is called Keter. And that each of the 6 edges that would have and the outermost of all, the Malchut. And likewise, all the levels subdivide in the manner to thousands and tens of thousands of subdivisions. And since the explanation of this is clear to us, except for the matter of Asiya, the fifth and lowest world, therefore we will explain its matter with absolute conciseness. What is needed for the subject matter here? The rest of Gate 1 is very difficult. One should not spend too much time trying to understand every detail. This is a note from the translator, but it's because the translator has never studied Rabbi Ashlag's 4 phases. Behold, there are 7 firmaments in our world, which is Asiya. The highest one is called Aravot, because it includes the first 3 sephirot of Asiya. They are the Galgal Shechel, the sphere of intellect, the Galgal Machif, surrounding sphere, and the Galgal Magalot, the sphere of the constellations. And the 5 spheres of Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, the Sun, and Venus correspond to the Sephirot Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and the 6th sphere, which is Yesod, includes Mercury and the Moon, Somehow these planets are relay stations for the lights of Asiya. From here is the basis of ancient astrology to determining future events. Through astronomical observation, since the supernal lights must pass first through these stations, the first firmament is called Vilon. It does not have an active function because it is the Sephirah Malchut of Asiya, and it itself subdivides to 10 Sephirot. They are one Vilon, the Keter of it, and the four foundations of the lower world, fire, wind, water, and earth, which are Chachma, fire, Bina, wind, and the six edges of Tiferet is water, and Malchut is earth. Therefore, we find that the Malchut of the Malchut, since the first Malchut is Vilon and the second is earth, is the foundation of earth, which is the Kli, the container, and form for the entire world. And in this foundation of earth are found all the derivatives, the creatures, the animals, the rocks, etc., which even include all the four foundations mentioned, fire, wind, water, and earth. In the secret of everything was from the earth. I am adding, it is important to understand that Hebrew astrology is a science and very accurate. Yet no Hebrew astrologer will ever tell the client a future event. It is always phrased in a series of potential events. To summarize, the fifth world splits into 10 Sephirot. The seven firmaments, these are like the universe, the receptacle of time and space. Next, the lowest firmament, Vilon, splits into another 10 Sephirot, which are the building blocks for all the matter and creatures in this world. We have clarified the matter from top to bottom. Behold, it occurs similarly from inside to outside. Behold, the foundation of earth also internally includes 10 Sephirot, and the Keter of them is the innermost of all, and is called the class of Yechidah, of the foundation of earth. Outside it is the Sephirah, Chachma, which is the class of Chaya. Outside it is Bina, which is Neshama. Outside it are the six edges of Tiferet, which are Ruach. Outside it is Malchut, which is Nefesh, and of the foundation of earth. And this Malchut also subdivides internally to its 10 Sephirot. And the externalmost Malchut of them is the foundation of earth itself. The physical, which has no spirituality, but is rather base physical, which is called domem, silence, as in rocks. And everything inside the outermost Malchut of earth is called the soul of the domem. It comes out from this that the foundation of earth has a body, which is the outermost Malchut, and also a spiritual soul corresponding to the inner layers of Sephirot inside. In a similar manner for the foundation of water, because the external most Malchut of all of them within the foundation of water is called the water of growth, and it's called Someach, plant. And everything that is inside it is called the soul of Someach. And in a similar manner for the foundation of wind and the foundation of fire, which are Chai, animal, and Medaber, speaking. And the four of them together are the four foundations, complete with all the internal splitting. The domem, the nefesh part body of earth with soul of earth, the tzomeach, the ruach, the body of water plus the soul, the chai, the neshama, the body of wind plus the soul, and the midaber, the chaya, the body of fire plus the soul, and bilan, the yechidah. And this is what you will find in the words of the philosophers, which are named powers. They say that the soul of the tzomeach, the soul of water in plants, has the power of sustenance, generating energy, and the power of drawing, such as drawing water and minerals through its roots, and the power of nourishment, and the power of expulsion of waste. And likewise, they said about the soul of Chaya, the soul of wind in animals, which has the power of movement and feeling, because it has in it the power of awareness and the power of imagination and the power of mental picturing, etc. And in this manner, for all of them. What comes out of this is that also the outermost malchut of each class of earth or water, behold, it is the body of that class, with the rest being the soul of that class. However, it is not called the true physical base body except the outermost malchut of all the world, of Asiya, from top to bottom and from inside to outside. And this point alone is the foundation of earth, base and totally physical, and it is the most base and physical body in all of the worlds. The world of Asiya is the malchut of the five worlds in the primary ten sephirot. It splits to ten sephirot, the ten firmaments, with the malchut being Vilon. Vilon further splits into ten sephirot, with the malchut being the foundation of earth. The foundation of earth splits internally twice, and the final malchut, which is also the outermost layer, is the body of the foundation of earth. This pure physical earth is the body of all the worlds. Since it is the final and most external of all the sephirot. So the worlds, just like a human being, have a body and different soul events or soul levels. As we'll see, it is a human being. The soul cannot elevate itself or bring down spiritual energy without the actions of the body down here. Likewise, all the spiritual worlds above need the actions of the body. Actions in our physical world for bringing down its spiritual energy. This occurs only through the actions of man. So even though our world is the bottom of the barrel in terms of spirituality, nevertheless it is the switchboard for everything. This is also why man has a physical body. It is not a deficit over the angels, but rather an advantage, since he includes in himself all the worlds. Then he must also include this physical world, and therefore he has a physical body with all of the levels of physicality, inanimate, plant, animal, and speaking. We've come to the end of this page. We're going to go back by clicking on the link. But before we do that, does anyone have any questions? So click on the link. It has taken you back up almost to the top, and we will begin to read. Behold, when he sinned with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Adam caused this mixing in all the worlds. And there is nothing which does not contain good and evil. Therefore, the body of a man, which is formed from the four lower foundations, behold, they contain good and evil. And the body of a man is formed from the good of the four foundations, from earth, water, wind, and fire, which are representatives of the four energy states, solid, liquid, gas, and raw energy. Modern science has combined them with E=mc². But as we'll see, the different spiritual powers require them to be separately categorized. Note that the underlying reality is not atoms and subatomic particles, but life. Life is the underlying reality. It is manifest to different degrees in this world, namely 4 degrees, as will be explained. However, from the evil of them, the physical of the four elements, were formed in the body. 4 morotes, bitter substances, bitter vials, which are one is white, one is black, one is red. And green is the last one. And when in any one of these marotes, bitter vials, the evil in it strengthens over the good in it. Sicknesses and afflictions come on a man. Weakness, disease through deterioration of the immune system, from cancer or the like, God forbid. And if it strengthens itself greatly, it will kill the body of the man. We have explained that in the world there was a mixture of good and evil. Therefore, in the soul of man, also, since it was hidden in the 4 foundations, which were formed all supernal, and they are the 4 letters of the name Yod-Heh-Vav. On this it is written, come from the direction. In the resurrection of prophecy there, it has to heal. And this is the soul of man itself from the side of good. And behold, also this corresponding to this God made. There is a corresponding opposing soul of evil, and it is called Adam Beliot. Belial, evil corrupt man, which is composed of the 4 fathers of damages and the 4 types of negayim, afflictions, from the 4 foundations of evil. And from there is drawn the evil soul of man, which is called the Yetzer Hara. And when the soul becomes stronger than the good soul, there will come on it damages and afflictions and sicknesses of the soul, bad character traits. And if it strengthens greatly, it will kill him, the good soul. Behold, the holy soul, which is akin to the fruit and is composed of 613 limbs and gedim, 248 limbs plus 365 gedim equals 613. Where's the 613 limbs and sinews, gedim, of the evil soul, which is called the shell of the fruit? And both of them together are 613 limbs and the gedim of the body. Hence, the limbs of the holy soul are inside the limbs of the evil soul, and the limbs of the evil soul are inside the limbs of the body. And behold, each of these 2 spiritual souls needs spiritual food to exist. However, the food for the holy soul is drawn to it through fulfilling the Torah, which includes the 613 mitzvot, similar to the 613 limbs of the soul. And the Torah is called bread, as is written, come and eat of my bread. And each limb of the 248 gets its food from a specific mitzvah, which correspond to that limb. And when a man lacks the fulfillment of a mitzvah, then the specific limb which corresponds to that mitzvah will lack its food, which is drawn from the four-letter name of God, as is written. And you give life to all of them. And in them depend all the mitzvot, as our sages said, Yud-Heh Im Shmi is equal to 365. Vav-Heh in Zichri, 248. From the Hakdamot HaTikunim. This is the foreword to the Tikkuni Zohar. The word Shemi, my name, plus Yud-Heh, which is Gematria 15, and Shemi is 350. So 15 plus 350 is 365. And through the same analysis as for the different numbers, it becomes 248. My commentary. If each soul part is fed from the actions of doing the specific mitzvah that feeds that soul part, and I can no longer do most of the mitzvot since I don't live in the land of Israel and the temple does not exist physically, which means I cannot bring my sacrifices as ordained by Hashem, what can I do? And this must be the cause of why the sages teach that we live in a weak generation, since my soul part and then my body parts cannot be fed properly. This is actually not true. Since Hashem in His mercy counts the study of a mitzvah as the actual doing of the mitzvah. Did you study sufficiently today to feed your soul? Perhaps you need to study more. And likewise, from them, the four-letter name of God are drawn the four roots of the foundations of the holy soul, as mentioned earlier. We find, therefore, that this specific limb dies completely. And when the holiness leaves it, then it will wear inside it the impure spirit from the four foundations of the evil soul, as hinted by our sages. Tzur did not become full except from the destruction of Jerusalem. Therefore, this limb now feeds on impure, abominable bread from there. And this is the matter of the saying, the wicked during their lives are called dead, because the holy soul from the living God has left them, and the impure spirit of death, which is called the father of fathers of impurity, has settled on it. And the person's being will enjoy and lust for evil things and will despise good. And likewise, when a man fulfills the 365 negative mitzvot by refraining and from transgressing them, as our sages said, if a man sat and did not transgress a sin, he is rewarded as if he did a mitzvah. Then there is the power and capacity for the spiritual food mentioned above, when he fulfills a positive commandment, to be pulled down through these tubes, which are the 365 kedim of the soul, to give life to the 248 limbs. And if he transgresses on a specific negative mitzvah, And the specific pipe which corresponds to that negative mitzvah becomes blocked through the impurity of the evil food, which becomes affected, attached there. Some kind of spiritual cholesterol blockage. And when the tube dries up, then also that limb dries up. But the holiness does not leave it completely, as would have been the case for one who lacks fulfilling the limb's corresponding positive mitzvah. Nevertheless, the limb will become blemished. Therefore, a man should seek out with all of his strength to fulfill all the 613 mitzvot. And when he fulfills a positive commandment or mitzvah, he should have kavanah, mental intent, to remove from that specific limb of his soul, which corresponds to that mitzvah, the impurity of the klipah. And then the limb of that holy mitzvah will settle on him after the impurity has been removed, as in, and their sins were on their bones. Because when this one rises, this one falls. And likewise, when a sin comes one way, he should refrain from doing it. And he should have kavanah, intent, that through this, the impurity in the specific gedi, the specific pipe of the soul, which corresponds to that sin, shall be removed. And then he will be able to pass the spiritual energy, which is drawn through the spiritual pipe. And through this, his soul will be a chair and a chariot for his holiness. May he be blessed. And this is the secret of the forefathers. They are the chariot. The translator's coming. The Ramchal explains more in that aspect. And this is where we will stop our class for tonight. We will pick up here next week. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a deeper Noah study from the Zohar. And at 7 o'clock, we will count the Omer and study the Tikkuni Zohar. I bid shalom to all, shalom gadol to all. Be well. And we should all say, amen. Shalom to all.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Shalom.